morning. Today, the church celebrates Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap." A story is told about a woman who bumped into a stranger. "Excuse me," she apologized, "I wasn't watching where I was going." She was very polite and kind. That evening, while doing the dishes, her young son stood beside her. She turned and nearly knocked him down. "Move out of the way," she said harshly, with a frown on her face. His tender heart was pierced with pain as he got out of her way. Later, when she sat down to rest, she remembered her courtesy to a stranger in contrast to her harshness to her own little son. Feeling remorse, she went to his room, knelt by his bedside, and said, "I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you today." He threw his arms around her neck and whispered, "Oh, Mom, that's okay. I love you." Then he reached over to a bedside table for a flower that he had picked. "Here," he said, "I picked this for you today because it's so pretty, just like you." Then she cried from mixed emotions of shame and happiness. She kissed him and hugged him very close. Jesus wants us to love our enemies, but first we must begin by truly loving our family and our friends. Forgetfulness, pettiness, selfishness, bitterness, withdrawal, anger, frustration, apathy, laziness, all these wage constant war against really loving even those who are closest to us. Brother Giles, the companion and disciple of St. Francis of Assisi, once said, "It is a great grace to live at peace with those around you. Whoever manages to live in peace and love with others only does so by constant prayer and work."